理课堂听 class.com
Scrooge was terribly afraid. He knew what lay on the bed. It was the dead man. Here he lay on his bed. No one cared about the body. There were no friends or family in the room. The man had died alone, and no one was sorry. Only the thieves had come to steal from him.
Is there anything more terrible? Thought Scrooge.
The dead man's face was covered with the sheet, and Scrooge knew that all he had to do was lift the sheet, and he would see the man's face. He knew the ghost wanted him to see the dead man's face, but he could not lift the sheet. He was too afraid. He did not have the courage to look at the man's face. He wondered what the man's last thoughts had been before he died.
If he was alive right now, what would he be thinking about? Probably his money, and his business, and things like that.
Scrooge turned to the black, silent ghost.
Spirit, said Scrooge, please, let us leave this horrible room. I have learned an important lesson. This man died alone because he did not love others in life. He became rich, but he was really poor because he had no friends or family. Please, believe me, I will not forget him. Let's leave this place.
The ghost said nothing. Its white hand still pointed to the bed.
I understand what you want me to do, O ghost, said Scrooge, but I cannot do it. Forgive me, ghost, forgive me.
Once more Scrooge felt as if the ghost's eyes were looking at him.
Please, ghost, if there is any person in this world who feels something about this man, show him to me, cried Scrooge.
The ghost lifted its dark robe for a moment, like a bird's wing. Then Scrooge saw that they were standing in a different room. It was daytime, and a mother and her children were sitting by a fire. The mother seemed to be waiting for something, because she walked up and down the room. She had a worried look on her face. Scrooge thought that she was probably expecting a guest, because she looked at the clock every few minutes. The noisy children were playing in the next room, but she did not pay attention to them. Finally, the door opened and the woman's husband came in. Usually he had a serious, sad face. The man looked older than he was, because he had a very hard life. He worried about many things, but mostly about money and how he would feed his family. But now, Scrooge saw that the man looked almost happy. He sat down at the table and began to eat the dinner that his wife had cooked for him. After a little while, she spoke to her husband in a quiet voice.
Is the news good or bad?
It is bad, Carolyn, said her husband.
Oh, no! Is our family ruined?
Asked Carolyn. There is still hope, said her husband.
If he helps us, there is hope, but that would be a miracle,
said Carolyn sadly.
He cannot help us any more, said Carolyn's husband. He is dead.
Carolyn's face looked almost happy. She cried out,
Oh, thank God!
And then immediately was sorry and apologized. She did not want to thank God for someone's death, but she couldn't help it. She was very relieved. Her husband explained the situation to her.
I went to his office to ask for another week to find the money. I was very afraid, he said. But they told me he was very ill and almost dead. And he died last night.
Who will we pay the debt to now? And when do we have to pay it?
Asked Carolyn.
I don't know,
said her husband. But we will have the money by that time, and I am sure that the next man will be a better and nicer one than he was. We can sleep well tonight, Carolyn. And the man hugged his wife. The little children came into the room. They did not understand why their parents were happy, but they hadn't seen their father look so well in a long time. These people were happier because of this man's death. Scrooge felt terrible.
"Oh, ghost! Let me see something good and loving about death," Scrooge said. "Otherwise, the thoughts of this dead man, who was cruel and greedy in life, and whom no one cares for in his death, will stay in my mind forever."
Again the ghost of Christmas Future raised its white hand and pointed out the door. Scrooge followed the ghost as it walked slowly through the streets of London. Soon they were in an area he knew. It was Bob Cratchit's neighborhood. The ghost entered Bob Cratchit's home, and Scrooge saw Mrs. Cratchit and her children sitting around the fire. What Scrooge noticed about the Cratchit house on this Christmas day in the future was that it was very, very quiet. No one was laughing and talking, as they had on the other Christmas day. There were no happy noises of children. The children were standing in front of the fire, and quietly staring at Peter Cratchit, who had a book in his hand. Mrs. Cratchit and her daughters were sewing some little clothes. Why weren't they happy? Peter was reading aloud from the Bible. "God sent his child down to the people," he read. Scrooge remembered hearing these words when he was a little boy. Suddenly, Mrs. Cratchit put her hands over her head.
"Thank you for reading to the children, Peter. Oh, dear, my eyes hurt terribly. There isn't enough light in the room,"
she said.
"My head aches, too. But I don't want your father to know. We must be cheerful when he comes home."
Suddenly Scrooge understood. Where was Tiny Tim?
"Oh, no," he cried softly. Poor Tim was dead.
"He should have been home by now," said Mrs. Cratchit.
"Yes, he's a little late," said Peter. "But I think he walks a little more slowly than he used to, Mother." Peter looked sad.
Everyone was quiet for a moment. At last Mrs. Cratchit said in a steady, cheerful voice,
"Well, I'm sure he'll be home any minute. He used to walk very fast with Tiny Tim sitting on his shoulders."
"Oh, yes," said Peter.
"But he was very light to carry,"
said Mrs. Cratchit softly.
"And your father loved him, so it was no trouble, no trouble at all."
She turned her face away from her children so they would not see the tears in her eyes. Scrooge, who was watching this sad scene, wanted to cry.
"There is your father at the door,"
said Mrs. Cratchit suddenly. She jumped up just as Bob Cratchit came inside. Mrs. Cratchit ran to pour her husband a hot cup of tea. His little children sat on his lap. They looked at their father as if to say, "Don't worry, Father. Don't be sad anymore. We are still here." Poor Bob was very cheerful with his family. He asked the children about their day. He told his daughters that the clothes they had made were very beautiful.
"I think they'll be done before the funeral on Sunday," he said.
"Why were you late, dear?"
Mrs. Cratchit asked her husband.
"Well, I went to the church," said Bob slowly.
"Oh, Bob, did you see his resting place?"
asked Mrs. Cratchit.
"Yes, my dear. It's very beautiful and peaceful there. It will be good for you to see it. Next Sunday, perhaps you can come with me.
I promised him I would go to his grave each Sunday. Oh, my little child, he cried suddenly. My little, little child. And he began to cry silently. Scrooge, standing with the ghost in the shadows, felt the tears running down his face. Oh, Tiny Tim, and poor Bob, and Mrs. Cratchit. Scrooge watched as Bob went up the stairs. The ghost of Christmas Past suddenly raised its hand and pointed as if telling Scrooge to follow Bob. Scrooge walked up the stairs. He found Bob sitting in a little room by a bed. In the bed was the body of his son, Tiny Tim. He had died 2 days ago. Scrooge watched as Bob stared at the body of his son. Bob was thinking that he was glad his little boy was not in pain anymore and was at peace in heaven. Finally, he sighed and kissed the child's cold cheek. He felt much better. When Bob went downstairs, he was much more cheerful. The whole family sat around the fire and talked. Bob told them all about the kindness of Fred, Scrooge's nephew. I had only met him once before, but he saw me in the street today. He came over to me and said I looked a little unhappy and asked if there was anything he could do to help. I told him our son had died, and he said, I am so sorry, Mr. Cratchit, for you and for your good wife. I don't know how he knew that.
Knew what, Bob?
Asked Mrs. Cratchit. I don't know how he knew that you were a good wife, said Bob, smiling. Well, everyone knows that, Father, cried Peter. That's exactly right, my boy, said Bob. I hope they do anyway. Well, old Scrooge's nephew is a wonderful young man. He gave me his card and said, if there is anything I can do for you and your family, please come and see me. It's not because he wants to help us, but because he was so kind that I felt better. It almost seemed as if he had known our Tiny Tim.
I'm sure he's a wonderful man,
said Mrs. Cratchit. You'd believe it even more, my dear, if you met him, said Bob. I wouldn't be surprised if he finds Peter a better job.
Peter, did you hear that? How wonderful,
cried Mrs. Cratchit.
Oh, and then Peter can find a house of his own and get married,
cried Martha, Peter's sister. Oh, be quiet, said Peter, smiling and laughing. His father smiled at him. I'm sure Peter will get married someday and leave us, he said. But there's plenty of time for that. But no matter what happens, I am sure that none of us will ever forget Tiny Tim. He was the first to leave us. Never, Father, all the children cried. And I know, my dears, Bob said to his family, that we will remember how wise and patient little Tim was, even though he was only a little boy. His memory will inspire us. Oh, yes, Father, everyone said. Then, I am very happy, said Bob. I am very happy. Mrs. Cratchit wiped her eyes and kissed her husband. Then Bob's daughters kissed him, and Peter and his father shook hands. Oh, Tiny Tim, your little soul was from God. Scrooge turned to the ghost of Christmas Future. It stood there in front of him. Ghost, said Scrooge, something tells me that our time together is almost over. I must know something. Who was that dead man? The ghost raised its white hand, and all of a sudden they were standing in front of Scrooge's office. Scrooge looked into the window, hoping to see himself. Where was he? Instead, there was another man working in his office and sitting at his desk.
Ghost, he said, let me see my future self. In our time together, I have not seen the man I will become, the future Ebenezer Scrooge. Please, will you show him to me?"
The ghost did not answer. Its white hand was pointed in another direction. Scrooge had no choice but to follow the silent ghost. What was the meaning of all the things the ghost had shown him? Scrooge still didn't understand. They reached an iron gate. Scrooge saw that it was a graveyard. It was very ugly. The grass was dead and brown, and all the flowers on the graves were brown. The ghost walked to one of the gravestones and pointed to it. There were no flowers on this grave. Scrooge walked towards it. He was shaking badly. The ghost looked exactly the same as always, but Scrooge imagined that there was a new meaning in its shape. What was the ghost trying to tell him?
"Oh, ghost of the future," Scrooge said in a weak voice, "please tell me one thing. Are the events you have shown me things that will happen, or things that might happen?"
The black ghost said nothing. Its white hand continued to point at the grave. Scrooge took a deep breath and looked at the gravestone. On the gravestone he read his own name, Ebenezer Scrooge.
"Oh, ghost!" Scrooge cried. He fell to his knees. "Do you mean that I am that dead man with no friends or family? That man who died alone, loving no one, and being loved by no one?"
Horribly, the ghost's white finger pointed to Scrooge and then to the grave again.
"Oh, no, spirit! Oh, no, no!"
The terrible hand was still pointing at the grave. Scrooge grabbed the ghost's black robe.
"Ghost," he cried, "listen to me. I am not the mean, terrible man that I was. I will not be the man that lay upon the bed, the dead man you showed me. Oh, ghost, why do you show me these things if I have no hope?"
For the first time, Scrooge saw the white hand shake.
"Good spirit," said Scrooge, kneeling on the ground before the ghost, "I understand that you pity me and want to help me. Please tell me that I can change this terrible future if I change myself."
The ghost's kind hand trembled.
"I will love and honor Christmas forever and never forget the lessons that the three ghosts of Christmas have taught me. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. Oh, tell me I can erase the writing on this stone."
Tears were running down Scrooge's face. In his pain, Scrooge grabbed the ghost's hand. The ghost tried to pull its hand away, but Scrooge held on. The ghost, even stronger, pulled away.
"I will remember," cried Scrooge.
He saw the ghost's shape change. It seemed to become thinner and smaller. Then it turned into a bedpost.